W22 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. In front of a fired up crowd of supporters in Madison, Wisconsin, President Biden defiantly declared, "I'm staying in the race.
I'm not letting one 90-minute debate wipe out 3.5 years of work."
Lawyers for former President Trump asked a judge today to partially pause his classified documents criminal case after the Supreme Court ruled that presidents have broad immunity for official acts. Hurricane Beryl's responsible for at least 2 deaths in Jamaica. Thousands are homeless or displaced. Bob Marley's daughter, Sadella, has partnered with the group Food for the Poor to help get emergency supplies to those in need.
I think we all have to mobilize for the entire region, not just Jamaica alone, to see how we can help, you know, get things back up and running again.
Beryl's heading towards the Texas coast in the coming days. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Wisconsin today laying to rest any speculation about his plans for the rest of the election campaign.
What's Joe going to do? Is he going to stay in the race? Is he going to drop out? What's he going to do? Well, here's my answer. I am running and going to win again.
Biden spoke to a crowd of about 1,000 people at a school in Madison. The stop has been called perhaps the most important for the president in this campaign. The state Supreme Court issued a ruling this morning that means election clerks in Wisconsin can use ballot drop boxes during the August 13th primaries and the November 5th presidential election. Also today, justices ruled the legislature's Joint Finance Committee overstepped its authority when blocking some of Governor Evers' actions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. A woman from Jackson County accused of killing her husband, then burning his body, will stand trial. A judge in Black River Falls this week found Star Myers competent enough to stand trial. Prosecutors say she shot her husband to death in March of last year, then set his body on fire to try to cover it up. She's due back in court in September. A trial date still has not been set. Some people who live at the Romeus Apartments in Chippewa Falls say they were ordered out of their homes because the building is condemned. Engineers inspected the building last week and say they found serious structural problems. The entire east wing of the building has to be evacuated until the owner can shore up the foundation and fix other areas. The tenants were told they have to stay out of the building at least until the inspection is over. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Brewers split the series in Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost to the Colorado Rockies last night 4-3. Milwaukee fell behind early. They also missed some scoring opportunities, leaving base runners in scoring position. The Brewers had snapped a 6-game losing streak playing at Coors Field earlier this week, but ended up splitting the 4-game series with the last place Rockies 2 games apiece. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I mean, big picture, you can say, good, we won a couple games here. We've had trouble here. But the truth is, I'm disappointed. You know, we could have won all 4 games. And that would have put us in a way better position than going forward. I love the way they compete every game, but there was a ton of opportunities tonight.
NFL Quadzilla in the Quad Cities. Packers running back A.J. Dillon competing this week in the John Deere Pro-Am Golf Classic. Dillon on the young receivers on the Packers roster.
Yeah, I mean, these young guys, the young tight ends, the young receivers, you know, the whole story all the time is, oh, the youth. Well, the youth is stepping up and they're looking great, so I'm happy for them.
Training camp starts in about 2 weeks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible through early to mid-afternoon today. It'll be mostly cloudy through midday and then gradually clearing here this afternoon. High today, 72. Tonight, clear, 55. Tomorrow, sun in the morning, scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up in the show, we'll talk to the Humane Handling Institute about different ways to raise and slaughter our animals. Interesting discussion. Hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is 93.5 The Tap.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Warning, you're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Thank God it's Friday, July 5th. Dumps, I got to think either day drinking or well on his way to somewhere to, you know, do some afternoon drinking. Can't drink all day unless you start in the morning, though, right, Dom? I'm sure he's not listening. Didn't expect we'd be doing a live radio show today, but President Joe Biden in my hometown, Madison, Wisconsin. So very excited to go and see Joe Biden today. I've already done so. He's spoken. We will share his speech with you. Working right now, trying to book right up to the moment I started talking. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin chairman, Ben Wickler, hoping he can join us in like 10 minutes. So we're stacking him up. We're moving fast around here. You better stick around for the coverage and the Joe Biden speech. I mean, the whole world's watching Joe Biden today, not just because of his speech in Madison, but also because of his interview with George Stephanopoulos on ABC News a little bit later this afternoon. Now, they're recording it, my understanding, they're recording it in Madison. I have not independently verified that. They didn't invite me to shotgun, but I believe they're recording that before the president leaves town. So I am eagerly looking forward to watching ABC News tonight, and you should be eagerly anticipating the speech of Joe Biden in Madison today. And for those looking for a sign, the debate performance, less than inspiring, let's say. I like to use this saying. It was like seeing your grandma naked. You can't unsee it. You know what I'm saying, Rich? You can't unsee it. You can't unsee grandma naked. You could not unsee Joe Biden's debate performance. But, he could put some other memories, you know, sort of tamp down that prior memory, if you know what I'm saying. Hate to give you the grandma naked visual, but you know who you are. But today, hopefully, a step in the right direction. Because, you know, it's not a real clear what would happen if it was not Joe Biden. And I know I've advocated for that I was one that was awestruck at the debate performance. And if you've been listening to the show, you know that. So, and perfect, we've got Ben Wickler joining us about 10 minutes from now. So the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chairman, he was definitely fired up for Joe Biden today. Mark Pocan fired up for Joe Biden today. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, and he was the only Democratic governor in the nation that hadn't clearly put himself in the column, is having, you know, communicated with Joe Biden, wanted to know, what's this guy going to do? Well, apparently Tony didn't care, because Tony was going to endorse the man anyways. He was coming to speak for, bro hug with Joe Biden. And I got to tell you, if you want to see an awkward moment, and this is a moment that only happens in politics, Joe Biden hugging it out with Tony Evers. I'm not sure if they're normally affectionate men, but, you know, combined, there was just some elbows and stuff that got in the way there, but they worked it out. They worked it out. So anyways, it was good to see the Democratic governor of the state of Wisconsin, at least from the Biden campaign's point of view. Good to see him there. Good to see Mark Pocan there. A question: where was Tammy Baldwin, senator from the great state of Wisconsin? And an answer: the Baldwin campaign had been quick to point out they had a Tammy tour plan. I'm not sure if that's exactly what they called it, the Tammy tour. But Tammy had stops all around the state of Wisconsin. This a predestined campaign weekend, you know, 4th of July. She's doing a lot of parades and such. I know she is going as far as Ashland, Wisconsin. I know she was going to far-flung parts of the state. So Tammy was only there in spirit. And there was, you know, some spirited support for her amongst the audience there. And Joe Biden did not crap the bed, as we like to say here. You know, there is a standard of performance that usually includes crapping the bed. And if you never drop below that standard, you know, they never try to push you aside from the Democratic Party ticket. And I have mentioned the debate performance did not meet that standard, perhaps. But again, fine guests coming soon, and hopefully a flexible guest coming later, because I had anticipated being joined by Civic Media's own Terry Bell. He was at the Joe Biden event, and so was Ben Wickler, described by the President of the United States as the best Democratic Party chairman in the nation. And I think a lot of people agree with that sentiment. Now, folks tuning in, and Joe Biden is again in Madison. We're going to play the speech in about 15 minutes after we interview the Democratic Party chair of the great state of Wisconsin, Ben Wickler. But storm clouds circling even as Joe Biden was speaking. Leanne Caldwell and Liz Goodwin at the Washington Post. Senator Mark Warner works to gather Senate Democrats to ask Biden to exit race. This hit my phone about the time Joe Biden was wrapping up on stage in Madison. Senator Mark Warner, Democrat from Virginia, is attempting to assemble a group of Democratic senators to ask President Biden to exit the presidential race, according to two people with direct knowledge of the effort. And I'm going to tell you, that was not the sentiment that Joe showed from the stage today. But Warner is telling Democratic senators that Biden can no longer remain in the election in the wake of his faltering debate performance, according to people familiar with private conversations who spoke on the condition of anonymity to speak freely. Now, Warner has told others that he is deeply concerned that Biden is not able to run the campaign that could beat former President Donald Trump. Warner's spokeswoman, Rachel Cohen, would neither confirm nor deny that the senator thinks Biden needs to drop out of the race, instead issuing a statement that read, "Like many other people in Washington and across the country, Senator Warner believes these are critical days for the president's campaign, and he has made that clear to the White House." Now, It's being reported, again, at the Washington Post, a number of tactics are being discussed as senators with growing concerns are weighing the best way to relay their worries to the president. Among the options under consideration is a meeting at the White House between senators and Biden. Even if some senators do not want Biden to drop out, advocates for the meeting argue they could use that forum to air candid concerns in person, though no Senate, though no sitting Democratic senator has publicly called for Biden to step aside, they've privately shared mounting concerns with each other over the past week as they fight an already uphill battle to maintain the Senate majority. And as chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee, Warner is viewed as a serious voice, privately advocating for the president to step aside. He represents a state that Democrats must win in November to maintain their hold on the White House. And there's a growing consensus among Senate Democrats that the situation with Biden at the top of the ticket is untenable. And senators are trying to determine the best way to relay the message to an insulated president. Some senators don't believe Biden has people around him who are giving him an accurate picture of the fallout, according to one Democratic senator and a senior Democratic aide. Still, many senators are in a wait-and-see mode. Many want to see how Biden performs in his interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos on Friday evening and at his Wisconsin rally before committing to taking such a drastic step. Now, again, I can give you some insight, folks. I just came from the president, Joe Biden, in my hometown, Madison. The speech was vigorous. If anything, Joe came off as sort of a mischievous grandfather type. And what I mean by that, Joe told a few funny one-liners. And then he just kind of waited. He just kind of grinned and waited for it to ripple the humorous effect across the crowd. So Joe performed well, especially by the don't ever crap the bed standard. Joe did not do that. He far exceeded that standard here in Madison today. And we will play the speech. You can be your own judge. But soon to join the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair, a little bit more of the coverage here. Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer has told senators to try to wait to make any moves until there is more polling data about Biden and Democrats' standing, according to two people familiar with the conversations. Now, polling data is likely to be unlikely to be reliable until later this month because of the 4th of July holiday and the bump Republicans are expected to receive from their national convention, some Democrats have argued. Now, Warner has not commented publicly on Biden's debate performance, even as many of his colleagues posted initial messages of support while privately fretting about the fallout. Here's a quote from Senator Tim Kaine. He was Hillary's VP pick. The bottom line is Joe Biden is our president. He's a patriotic American. He's done a good job. He's put others first, not himself. He had one race that was an existential race in 2020, and he had to win it. He's racked up a good record as president. Yes. And an elder statesman. And a mischievous grandpa earlier today in Madison. I think he was. I got that impression. I thought Joe was pretty smirky and funny. I less than 100 feet from the president today. I could see his facial expressions. I am going to post some of my exerted videos because I could take it. It was pretty close. President Joe Biden did not crap the bed today. Those of you hoping he would somehow perform poorly in the Madison rally, no, not at all. We'll see how he does with Stephanopoulos. And come back, we've got Ben Wickler, Democratic Party Wisconsin chair. He was fired up today.
I feel good.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Do you like Delta 8? It'd be cooler if you did. We proudly announce the Devil's Advocates have partnered with Herbal Aspect to bring your newest Delta 8 favorites, Devil's Gummies, exclusively at HerbalAspect.com.